number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Corporate Thunderdome. I am Toad Dix.
That a baby Toad.
Sorry, excuse me.
You're excused.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder.
Good day, Tony.
Bruce, how are we?
What's going on, dude?
What is going on, dude?
I went 5-3 in NFL picks on this program.
Hell yeah.
But I somehow got my teeth kicked in.
Yet. Love when that happens.
Anyway.
Yep. Yeah, there was, I had one parlay that hit yesterday. It was the Miami Dolphins special. It was Mostert for two, Waddle for one, Tyreek for one.
Hey, that's pretty fucking good parlay.
No sweat. Same game.
You should absolutely no sweat.
You should run that every week.
I think so. Yeah. You know what? I thought I had Mostert for one, and I was like, why isn't this paying out yet? And I was like, oh, I took him for two, but no problem.
All the money line parlays, all the teasers.
Oh, yeah. Not even close.
By the Eagles and the Niners. Vegas had themselves a day.
Best one they've had.
As far as that was concerned.
Wasn't even close.
Not even close.
No.
I was trying to. I had one, and I think it was the Eagles that ruined it.
I double dipped after all mine were dead from the morning, and I went Lions, Eagles.
Yep. Oh no, it wasn't that.
Bills. I went for the parlay, the money line parlay.
Yeah, I went.
What, you know what though? And I've said this before: the Jets defense just confuses quarterbacks. Jalen Hurts did the same thing against the Patriots, though.
Yeah, they
right
that defense sometimes that. That defense is a lot different now than when Hurts. Hurts faced in week one when they
had it. It's all rushing four and getting pressure.
But my only, the only thing is my fear with the Dolphins going to Philly on Sunday night is, I mean, the Panthers ran the ball all over us to start the game.
He'll figure it out.
I feel like the Eagles.
He'll figure it out. Yeah. You didn't expect them to do that.
It's going
to
be a little bit of a fire and ice type situation.
I am excited to see what happens because if we can go into Philly and win.
Yeah, it'll be good.
Tell you what. Tell you what.
Yep.
I had the similar. I had a teaser with Florida State, Ohio State, Air Force. And then the last leg was
Louisville. Yep. That was the killer. Oh, no. Sorry. I was different. Maryland. Fucking Maryland. That Illinois team reeks.
We will.
I live bet Maryland like three times during that game because I was like, there's no way you can lose to this Illinois team, dude.
We'll go through that slate. We'll go through the NFL slate as well. But tonight, Cowboys, Chargers, two just popped up.
Ooh.
At DK. So if you wanted to get a slider on the Chargers, which I might.
Slide.
Which I absolutely might.
You won't.
That's an option.
You fucking won't.
Something I'm thinking about.
I would do it if I was you.
Let me see. Let me fucking slide it right now.
Slide it.
Slide it to
scroll. Oh, you
Chargers know plus three is minus 148.
You know who else screwed me this weekend?
Huh?
Bruce's fucking New York Rangers. They had a nice hockey.
Oh yeah,
Saturday night.
Yeah, what the hell? Why are we losing to the Blue Jackets?
Anyways, back to football
tonight. Cowboys Chargers 1.5 everywhere except for DraftKings, where it is now 2. The total is what are we looking at? 50.5.
Ooh.
That makes sense. That makes completely sense. Complete sense for a total for this game. Money line, you're looking at Cowboys minus 120s. Best odds being at Unibet minus 124. Ooh. I'm going to keep this one nice and simple. I don't know what it is this year. Remember last year, teams that had to play the Niners and then what they did the week after?
Yeah.
It wasn't good. Chargers coming off a bye.
Eckler's
back. They're at home, which, you know, I assume there'll be more Cowboys fans than Chargers fans in there tonight. So do what you will with that one. I like Chargers more. So I'm going to buy it to 3, and I'm going to take it minus the 140, whatever it is, and Chargers plus 3 will be my play tonight.
Cowboys, great after a loss under Big Mike.
Great after a loss, 9-1.
Also, Dak, last 5 games after a loss.
Also very good.
Cowboys 5-0, averaging 34.6 points a game. I think we get a Staley moment here under the bright lights on Monday. Give me the Cowboys on the money line.
Chargers are, I believe, 30th in pass defense early in the season. Now that they had 500 put up against them week one, so maybe skewed a little bit, but
yeah. I mean, you said the 9-0, you can change the parameters a bit. Struggled to run the ball week before. It's like 15-0, 13-0.
Cowboys
went, yeah, if they went over the tea leaves are absolutely screaming Cowboys. And I do think that they probably have the advantage in the trenches, which does concern me a bit. But Eckler back is a massive deal for the Chargers side.
Yeah.
And just add one more step.
So what are you going with?
I'm not. I don't have a pick. I was going to lead. I'm going to lead with I'm not picking this game.
You just kind of snuck it in there.
But I just decided to sneak it in the back.
You did.
What do you got?
He's got nothing.
Can't do that.
Yeah, dude,
you have to have a touchdown play or something.
I mean, you could do it if you want.
No, you can't.
I mean, it's a big game. Like, come on. It's a Monday Night Football.
Give us a touchdown or something.
All right, I'm on the Todges plus the three, and Eckler score, and Eckler to score two touchdowns. You
need two.
He's just trying to hold it.
Don't twist my arm.
Just need one.
No, another Dak Prescott stat is he is 21-13-1 at night games. So that's ATS night games.
Okay.
So, I mean, obviously, I am rolling with the Cowboys. I think it's a big bounce back spot. So let's go.
Okay.
This also could be our tie.
I do love the over. To be completely honest, all biases out of it, I love the over. I think both these offenses are very, very good. I think Kellen Moore is going to be trying to get a lot of points, and I think the Cowboys are going to have to. They need to start feeding CeeDee Lamb and get him in the
I hope we have a fucking primetime game with some goddamn points.
Come on.
This thing's
just
going
a good game. Just a good game. Just a good game.
Okay,
we're not getting it.
We are deserving after what we have watched, especially in primetime this year. We are deserving.
We're out of the Giants primetime.
I mean, yesterday was pretty electric. College football was pretty electric on Saturday. Yeah, I mean, it's not
also like Justin,
not like we're starving.
Justin Pugh at left tackle was can't miss television. I could not take my eyes off the lad.
That's hilarious. baseball. Ooh, two games tonight.
Baseball.
4:37 is your first one, first pitch. That would be Texas at Houston, and then 8:07 Arizona at Philly. We got Evaldi on the mound against Framber Valdez. 4:37 Texas in Houston. It is actually, that is a city in Texas as well. So just take with that what you will.
Yeah. Where do the Texas Rangers play? It's
in Arlington.
Arlington, that's Dallas, basically,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Arlington.
I will be on Mr. Evaldi.
Big game night.
And the Texas Rangers, first five plus a half.
I got Rangers first five plus a half as well, my friend.
I got nothing for the night game.
Oh,
Zach Allen and Wheeler.
Oh,
what do you got, Bruce, for these games?
Bruce, what do you got, Bruce? You gonna have a good play here, or are you gonna sit this one out?
I'm not sitting these out. All right. I do like you guys' chances on the first five plus a half. Obviously, Texas is absolutely rolling, really breaking all the models. No one's really, at least in my memory, just like 1-6 straight on the road as dogs.
We also,
in the Major League Baseball
playoff. We can't forget that the Jordan Montgomery trade ruined the Yankees franchise as well.
Yeah, let's not
forget that.
We'll see about that. We can not change a thing, have Judge play 150, and we're probably still talking about the Yankees right now.
Well, I doubt it.
I'm getting in front of the train, though. I'm on the Astros full game money line. I think it's a, obviously a very short price for Framber Valdez at home. So I think that they get a win probably in the late going here, and we'll both cash.
Okay. What about game two?
Philly's first five money line, and then a little parlay here. -105. Philly's first five plus half. Rangers first five plus 1.5.
How's that lose?
You tell me.
Bruce. We'll find out.
Yeah,
obviously it's the Phillies money line. I mean, I do get a little worried where they're like in the Phillies bar singing Creed with the fan. Like,
sure.
I'm worried about the cart inching up and becoming neck and neck with the horse here. But with that said, I mean, Citizens Bank Park, they got a 700% percentage in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Phillies money line, no doubt about it.
All right.
I can't believe Fats not going game one.
Yeah, that's a mistake. Yeah,
why would they mess with that move?
It's a mistake. We know that, but we'll see how it works out. Baltimore and Tennessee in London. That score was closer than it should have been. Baltimore had, what, 6 red zone trips and got one touchdown.
That back door was wide open.
It was. It didn't come, but
it was. And then Kyle Van Noy was getting a sack every other play.
Was he?
Kinda.
He had one, yeah.
I think it was Clowney who had like six on one drive.
Yeah, yeah. But that, like, you know, they were eating comfortable Ravens.
Washington at Atlanta. Washington wins and covers. Man, I was on the Falcons. That one was frustrating.
That was tough watch. I thought they were, the game was over 10 times. I thought they were out of it. And then all of a sudden,
I knew it was going to be a weird game.
I thought the Falcons were out of it. And then all of a sudden we had the ball back. We were driving again. I was like, is this game never going to end? And Ritter just threw a pick. I don't know what it is. Hurts did it yesterday on the pick at the end of the game. Tua did it on the pick six against the Giants. You just can't stare down wide receivers for fucking 5 seconds day and age. You can't do it.
The lob interception was fucking terrible.
We're getting a little too cute. Can we just go back to the fade? Why did the fade die?
I hate the fade.
Because it's a very low percentage. The fade.
Fins were running it with Tyreek.
Got bigger.
Fins were running it with Tyreek Hill, dude.
Yeah. Well
I think it worked with them.
Specifically, me as a Giants fan, it's like, can we just throw Darren Waller a couple goal line fades?
So yeah, I get it.
He's blocking. I mean, I think they tried it to win game there. I never seen a center fade, though.
That'd be
usually a corner shot.
Yeah, middle.
Game of the week. Vikings at the Bears, 19-13. Minnesota won and covered.
That game was actually a banger.
Looking back, I can't believe I didn't take the Vikings.
No, the Bears were the right side.
No,
Justin Fields doesn't get hurt,
they never were. The Bears haven't been the right side in about 2 years.
Justin Fields would have covered that.
Imagine it's going to surprise you. Okay.
I don't know if Justin Fields would have covered that.
Tell you what,
playing bad.
There's no way the Raiders lose that game.
Which game?
On Sunday.
To who?
In Chicago. At Chicago. There's no way.
Badgin
at the helm.
I'd rather have Badgin than Hoyer.
Aiden O'Connell.
Last year, the Raiders lost to Baker Mayfield coming off of literally just signing with the Rams. They lost to Jeff Saturday's.
Yeah, let's not Baker talk about the Raiders like there's some fucking
Baker world Mayfield's a little better than Badgin.
Maybe.
I mean, let's just remember the team we're talking about.
Full week together.
Did you watch?
Raiders have been in every game
this year. Did you watch Bake play yesterday?
Raiders been in every game this
year. Seattle and Cincinnati, this is the same as the Falcons. Seahawks were in Bengals territory four times, could win the game.
Gino,
can we not just kick a field goal?
Gino completely bottled it.
I think they were surprised how many chances they got.
We just need to kick a field goal at some point.
Yeah.
And the Seahawks usually do. The Seahawks aren't like a big let's go for it on fourth team.
No,
throwing picks half the time too. Gino fucking killing me, man.
Yeah, those two.
You're killing me.
Ritter and Gino at the top of my shit list right now. Cleveland win, cover. That was a weird one all day yesterday. Cleveland's defense was awesome. Offense did enough.
Yeah.
Missed field goal.
It's crazy. How about Brock Purdy's only losses to PJ Walker?
Well, I would argue the Browns' defense.
Yeah, no, I know, but just for the
It was nice for the graph. Browns have an afternoon to enjoy where they didn't have to think about their $230 million man sitting out.
That's what it's all about, just an afternoon to enjoy.
Yeah, good for the Brownies.
Those Brownies
good
fans
for the
were
Brownies.
Going, those Brownies fans were going nuts.
Dude, as they should have.
Good for the Brownies.
Okay, what else? Da-da-da-da-da. Carolina-Miami started one way, ended up the other. I mean, that is what it is. Jags put on the Colts. That one got out of hand quickly a little bit.
Yeah, I didn't see that
What coming. Happened?
Yeah.
Just didn't get off the bus.
I think the Jags are playing how everyone thought they were going to play at the start of the
year. They did that.
ETN is really rounding into form.
I love him. He runs hard. He's fast. He's awesome. He catches the ball.
Christian Kirk's a fucking dog.
Yeah. They got a decent team. Allen is also becoming quite the pass rusher.
Yeah.
Was Zay Jones out?
I believe he was. I think. He's on my... Nope, not doing that.
Never mind. Football gods went 5-0.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Probably should have opened with that one. The Lawrence Keys scored.
Just the guy on Utah State missed.
You mean the Connor football gods?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, his football god was the Colorado player that did score.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which was crazy. We'll get there.
I'm getting confused now with the football god and the football god and not the football.
There's only one football god. He comes in once a week and he gives the football god play.
One pick a week is the football god pick of the week. And then the other ones are just cool name parlays.
I don't know because he did rattle off some other guys' score that night, which I didn't know about.
Lawrence, but they all did, is what I'm getting.
Just know the Utah State guy didn't.
Gotcha.
Houston held on against New Orleans. Those two teams confuse me. I don't know who
Texas
they are.
Texas are a good ball
I like
club.
Houston.
Yeah.
I don't like the Saints.
I said it earlier, like, Derek Carr will throw some of the best balls you've ever seen, and then I don't know why they don't score.
They're just not that good.
They're running like maybe.
Who's their OC?
Maybe if we just check it down.
So it's he's been there since 2009. He's been the OC since 2009.
Sean Payton
called the plays. Randy Carmichael, maybe, I believe his name is. So he's been the OC. They hate him.
Maybe they can get Frank Reich when he's done.
The real thing is Chris Olave has been basically a missing person the last couple of weeks, and it's like you need to get him going or else you guys stink.
Vegas 21-17, the sack with the cover.
Two.
Patriots stink.
Oh, yeah.
Max Crosby is so electrifying, dude.
The Rams just kind of slowly took care of business yesterday against Cardinals.
Cardinals are like a first half bet.
Cardinals,
yeah.
Every time I watch the Cardinals the first half, I'm like, these boys are ready to play. And then the second half, they
are who
trounced.
They are who we think they were.
It's Dobbs taking care of the football, too. Like, it just, they're living on that razor's edge of momentum where when it turns, they can't get it back.
Okay. Philly at New York. Didn't see that one coming.
No. Nope. I thought that would be the one.
Jets defense is very good. Zach Wilson's been taking care of the ball. That'll get you to where they were last year.
It felt like they got a little too like, oh, their corners are out. Let's sling the pill. When it's like, you're the Eagles. Just
they're similar. Like
do the sneak thing.
Like Goddard got his last week, but it feels like the last 3 weeks, maybe 4 weeks, it's only been AJ Brown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's pink cleats, Devonta, which I'm kind of sick of.
What's that?
The pink cleats. I get it.
His daughter.
We did it. We did the, yeah. But now it's like, all right, I'll stop.
I mean, it was 14-3. They could have, Sirianni said they couldn't just take the arrow of the ball. You could have.
Oh, yeah, you definitely could have.
You know what I mean?
100% could
have. The Dolphins did this last week against the Giants. Like, you're getting 10 yards of carry. You don't need to throw the ball.
No. Detroit took care of business against Tampa.
Really good.
Talked about it.
Yeah.
If Tampa goes against good defense, they're not.
Interesting matchup there this week. Lions at Ravens.
I'm excited for it.
Yeah, I'm curious to see how that goes.
And then last night, I take nothing away from that game.
That was, what do you mean, dude? I honestly
take one thing away from it.
Huh?
Danny Dimes doesn't know how to set up his protection.
Yeah, yes. I mean, we just went play action only.
He would have called a pass play, though.
Yeah.
Yes, he would have. Well,
Pugh couldn't take a pass set.
I mean,
he couldn't take a pass.
Why was the fucking, why was that even an option? Like,
no,
Taylor should know better. Yes,
still,
I know.
He's still
an NFL quarterback, but like the play call is a fucking pass. Like there shouldn't be an option.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, Pat said it. You just have to be
like player. It was a mistake by everybody.
Throw the ball.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what loses any Dave's kind of like shadow of a doubt or whatever. They did it on 3rd and 10 with Danny Dimes. They were supposed to pass the ball and Danny handed it off on an RPO look. It's like, if this is happening twice,
yeah,
it's obviously a systemic problem from the top. But I was encouraged by it. Wink's defense is all the way back. Slash, you know, the Bills are pretty lost out there right now. Bobby Okereke should go to the Pro Bowl this year. He's unbelievable. And you know, hey, look out for these upstart 1-5 New York football Giants.
Watch out, here they come.
Our schedule is so much easier here on out. We're off of primetime. We're tucked away in the 1 p.m. window. Wake me up at the end of November when we're like, hey man, if we beat the Commanders this weekend, we might sneak into the wild.
You're gonna have to beat the Commanders this weekend.
Yeah. Obviously it starts
plus 1.5 at home against the Manders.
Yeah, like, I don't know what's wrong with Andrew Thomas's hamstring, but like, what percentage of health do we need him at before we got Justin Pugh off the couch? A guard off the couch. A right guard.
Yep.
A right guard off the couch is playing left tackle in the NFL. He doesn't know how to kick step out of his stance in pass protection.
He looked unbelievable.
He was an absolute legend. Once they went play action.
I didn't know you were actually allowed to stand up straight as an offensive lineman.
Once they went play action only, he was blocking his fucking ass off, too.
I didn't know he could stand upright.
He was just fucking feet level, just standing there. And then he false started like the first play. So then he's just staring at the ball. It's like, dude, you're the left tackle.
Oh, it was great. I appreciated every part of it.
Oh, man. Legendary out of Justin Pugh.
He'll be starting left tackle next week.
I'm as optimistic as a fan could be.
Yeah, you're way too optimistic.
That about hasn't them. Scored a touchdown in like in like 20 days. But fuck it. I believe in these
New Did they York get guys. One in the first half last night?
Oh, no. Of course
so not. They have not scored an offensive touchdown in the first half this
year. Dude, week. They haven't scored an offensive touchdown in like two, 3 weeks.
All right. I'm glad you're optimistic.
They got to the one.
Yeah, they did.
They got to the one.
Twice. A couple times.
Yeah. In my heart, we beat the Bills. So that's all.
You know what? I wish you did, because then we'd be sitting with a 2-game advantage at the top of the
eight.
Should.
Friday night, our two linebackers got a cover.
That central there.
Stanford, Colorado was, Jesus, 29-0.
That was bad.
What are we doing?
Yeah, I lost a lot of money on that.
I bet.
Completely hot.
I went to sleep like, man, that Stanford bet was stupid. And then I woke up and it was,
hell yeah,
it was smart.
Those are the best. Michigan fucking, hey, they're on a roll, Bruce. They're on a roll.
Oh, yeah.
Ohio State rolled.
Just one quick note.
Florida State rolled.
One quick note on
Penn State rolled.
Obviously, they aren't playing anybody really, even though they're in the conference schedule now. So it's not really their fault.
No, correct.
Michigan is so healthy. Usually it's like, oh, but Edwards broke his thumb.
Be careful how you speak.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, knock on wood. Bruce. Knock on wood for sure. But they're so healthy. I'm very confident about them going into
Bruce Penn State. Bruce has been talking about fucking
be careful, Bruce.
Michigan beating Ohio State for like 3 weeks.
That's all they have.
Yeah. They got Penn State too.
Yeah. Washington, Oregon was awesome. Oh, 36-33. So it was a push. Three was the line pretty much the whole time.
5 points.
Huh? Such a banger.
By the hook.
Yeah. We did.
I did.
I just took a money line.
So you good? Yeah, you're good. Fine. That game was awesome.
Unbelievable.
Both those teams are great.
I just hope the Huskies don't drop one here, because I don't want it to be where the Pac-12 just eats each other up here and none of them make the playoff.
But this is a year where they can.
Do they think they can drop one and get in?
Do they still have like
Oklahoma? Who's Oklahoma going to lose to?
Nobody until the Big 12 championship.
Maybe, yeah.
Against they play to what, Texas again?
It'll probably be Texas.
But if they lose that, they're probably still in, right? You've already beat Texas.
I don't know. What if Texas has one loss and they beat you?
This year is going to be weird.
This year, there's going to be an odd man out, it seems.
So Washington is not going to drop to Arizona State or Stanford. That's not happening.
No. Do they have to go to Beaveland?
They have to go to Beaveland, and they have to go to USC.
All right. So they'll lose to the Beavs in
State. Yeah.
For no apparent reason.
Oh, yeah. That is a tough bar. It happens every fucking year, man.
Speaking of USC, though, Caleb Williams looked bad in that game.
Oh, yeah.
Their defense is always bad.
That team's dead.
I mean, what's Lincoln Riley doing, man? Like, what is he doing? You're the head ball coach. You got to coach the whole ball
club. No, you don't.
Nope.
My part is they had a terrible defense at Oklahoma, and he brought the same defense coordinator with him.
Yeah, that guy knows how.
But they didn't even put points up. Offense hasn't.
No, that was bad all around.
You know what I mean?
For sure.
Bama was flirting with disaster there. No. Miami win cover. That was a good game. 41-31. I was on the Miami side. That North Carolina won a cover. I say Miami? That was a good one. Louisville lost to Pitt.
That was great.
Jesus.
Oregon State has been scoring points.
Yep.
36 against UCLA is impressive.
Yeah, look out.
They're at home. They're just
What are we going to get? Like a nice plus 300 at home on the Beavs when Washington rolls?
They'll be plus 3.5.
That'd be nice. Yeah. Okay. Duke, that was your...
Oh, yep.
That was your rivals.
So
was Elko.
The math play of the year, cash with Iowa.
Yeah.
And the huddle
tape. I don't know how they win football.
And the huddle tape, Cardinal Hayes play of the year, cash with Henry Bellin.
Riley Leonard, hopefully back this week.
Hopefully not, dude. Let's let Henry Bellin spin
the Tennessee field. And Texas A&M. I had the under. Do you guys have anything on that one?
Tennessee money line.
They win. Arizona's a good football team.
Oh, yeah.
They've done it.
Good football team.
Oh, yeah.
They got a lot of pizzazz.
My POD, Kansas, somehow didn't win against Oklahoma State. That was a barn burner of a game.
Oh, yeah. Back and forth.
Oklahoma State is no longer doing three quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
They're at WVU this weekend.
Kansas, yeah, they are.
Kansas is just hard to travel without any man meat.
It was also a pretty good football. Mizzou's a decent football
team. Yeah,
they put it on Kentucky.
Yeah, I lost that one.
Any other? Maryland lost. We talked about that one. I was on Wake and VT put it on them. TCU blew out BYU.
Yeah, that was bad.
Blew them out.
What the hell, Slobodan?
Air Force won by 7. Air Force, you know, they just do it. Meeps might be back too, by the way. Yeah, they won by 21.
We're meeping.
We are. We might be meeping again.
Thank God.
What the OU boys do?
You know who brought the Meeps back?
What the OU boys do?
Stanford Steve.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he spoke it into existence.
Yeah, he spoke it in. He said
the Meeps.
Oh, yeah. The Meeps are dead.
I didn't see, but
buried the Meeps.
The OU boys lost to Rocky Lombardi.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, they did. I had a -5.5 live bet a couple times.
I stayed away from it.
God damn it.
Boy. All right, we'll get to midweek and we'll be fine.
I mean, let's hope.
Come on, lads. Right. Can't be losing.
Anything else tonight?
I got some puck.
Some puck?
Yep.
I forgot all about. You think he's got puck?
I mean, if you got it, tell him.
Let me ask him.
You'd have to wonder.
It's not cold yet. He's not.
Big bounce back spot for the Rags here, dude. Why'd they lose? And it is the Columbus Blue Jackets. Is that their name?
Oh, come on, yeah. Bruce. You son
even
of a
I
bitch.
Know.
Are you kidding me?
The name of the club.
They fucking smacked you guys.
Yeah, around. I was. Look at the chat. Now, I was also on USF. They shit the bed.
Yeah. Is this guy in or?
Yeah, he's in. He's coming.
Jeez.
That's on me.
We'll just buy some
stuff. Are we off international break or what?
There's still like friendlies popping up this week, but we're back this weekend.
I've made contact in Hrvatska about their flag football program.
What flag football?
You're not Croatian.
But I can help them win bronze, can't I?
The soccer.
Do you think you could make the Croatian flag football team?
Did Croatia lose another soccer game?
You think you can make the Croatian?
No. I think I'm going to tell them to run the triple option look that I keep telling you about.
Yeah, that's going to work.
I'm sure the Croatian international flag football team is waiting.
Bruce thinks he's going to make the Croatian international flag football team.
No, I don't think I'm going to.
He's OC.
No, you're going to be a coach. You're going
to
be a head coach.
I want to literally help make the Croatian flag football.
Anything you have to say about anything else, Bruce?
Do the laundry.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
how do you wash your clothes?
What?
Cold water, baby. Nikki's case.
Thank you, Tony.
Bada bing.
Wow.
We got NHL tonight, huh?
Couple games. Sace.
Sace.
Could be Cinco.
Oh no, Cuatro Cinco Sace. Let me pull it up.
Let's see the board here.
Let me pull it up. NHL
Cinco.
All markets.
Cinco.
Moneyline. All markets. Let's start.
These Blue Jackets are a bit of a.
We're not starting there. We're not starting there. We're starting with the Panthers.
Okay.
Meow.
The Devils. I like.
Devils are -180, 175.
Devils, 16-minute Devils in 60.
Yeah, I'm on the Devils.
Did they go to, I saw, we called it. Somebody called it. They went into Coyotes and lost.
Gumps called it, yeah. Back he was all back. Over the Coyotes on that one. Although he wouldn't touch it, but he said, you know, he didn't like the that feel of it. And he was right, yeah.
If you're not going to go against them, you're also not going
to
take
them. Yeah, I'm back on the Devils. Florida has not gone off to a hot start. They've been getting some troublesome goaltending. Give me the Devils in the Rock.
Caps are home dogs against the Flames.
Boy,
bad clubs here.
Yeah, thought about staying away from this one, but I am going to take the Caps. Darcy Kemper was supposed to start in goal the other night against Pittsburgh. He did not. Congrats to him. He had a baby boy, and so he missed the game for his sweet.
Okay, sweet boy.
Boy. So he should get to go tonight, and he's got a 7-2-1 record against the Flames with a .951 save percentage. For some reason, he gets up to play them. Caps, although it's not expected to be a great year for them, we still don't know what the Flames are.
I don't think the Flames are any better.
Pens handled them
on a back to back.
Yeah. So I'm gonna take a chance at the plus money on the Caps at Homer.
I don't mind that.
Okay. Let's go Yotes and Rangers. Ooh, Rangers minus 235.
You better hope, Bruce. You better hope you don't drop one at home to the Yotes.
How are you feeling about this one, Bruce?
I mean, I can't believe we lost the Blue Jackets on Saturday. What the hell's going on, lads? Give me Zibanejad to net his first goal of the season. He's got to get it rolling. We need the Micah Cat out of the back.
I'm actually going to take the Rangers 60 minute here as well. I know I just went against the Yotes and they shoved it up my ass, but the Rangers were a great bounce back team last season. When they lost a road game, they were 7-2 following that up. And in six of those seven games, they won by two or more. So they covered the puck line in six of those.
They're a long way from their little ballroom tonight, I'll tell you that.
Shestarkin's going tonight, right?
I see his total saves are up, so... You'd have to think. I mean, he's had a day off.
Yeah, he's going. It's just starting against Connor Ingram. Give me the Rangers 60 minute.
Leafs are $3 favorites against. Didn't this team beat the Penguins? The Blackhawks?
Yeah.
Joseph Wool's in net.
That's sure. What worries me. I was going to ride the Leafs on the puck line because Austin Matthews.
What's Austin is so Matthews hot right to now. Score another hat trick?
2,100, I believe. Plus 2,100. I'm just going to stay away from this one and put my feet up.
For okay. That. Makes sense. And then last game of the night, Wings are at the Jackets. Wings are minus, wait, so the Blue Jackets think, huh?
I yeah. love the Red Wings here.
Yeah, I'm all over the Wings number. Here. Yeah. The Jackets are not expected to be good this year, no.
I'm also throwing together a little three-way money line parlay, plus 190.
Okay.
Devils, Rangers, Leafs.
Okay.
The only thing that worries me about this Jackets Whoa. Game right here is our boy Spence Mart. Of the Cougars is in that for the Jackets tonight going against James Robert. But
Spencer
I think
Martin's on the Jackets.
Yeah, Spence Mart.
Yeah, but I think Detroit's got enough firepower now adding the Brinket to
what about the Cougars?
A hot start too.
What about the Cougars going into Edmonton and winning with the Smith in that?
Casey?
Yeah.
Shock of the century.
That always happens, dude.
They got Slovis. Where's Slovis?
That all, our sweet prince?
Yeah.
Slobodan?
No, Slovis.
Yeah, Keaton Slovis?
No, Slovis.
How's he doing this year?
Keaton?
Yeah.
Yeah, he laid an absolute
up and down. He's up and down. Roller coaster.
Sounds about right. Okay.
Yeah. Just roller coaster.
Just curious.
We have anything else today, boys?
No, that's great.
Mitt, you want to send us out of here?
Send us out, Mitt.
Yeah, this quote comes from one of my favorite football coaches of all time, Vince Lombardi. Leaders are not made. Or no, wait, sorry. Let's start.
All right.
What? Do you want a second chance?
Yeah.
All right, Mitt, take us out of here.
All right, this one comes from one of my favorite football coaches of all time, Vince Lombardi.
Okay.
Leaders are made. They are not born.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
There's more to the quote.
There is more to the quote, but I mean, there's more to every quote, Bruce.
Wow.
Whoa.
There it is.
Well said.
Good luck.
God bless.
Hey,